Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, attempts to sort the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Working off the pasuk, Vayisaf Hashem Elokim Al Hadam Leimor Mikol Yisagan Al Chos Achel. That's etc. The Gemara tells us in the last short line, Leimor Zu Gilui Arayus. Leimor is at least a remez to the fact that there's an Issa Arayus for Bnei Noach. The Chayim Hu Omer. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, "Hey, Yishalach Ish, the more he Yishalach Ish Tisov, Alcham Yisov, Eishol Yishakar," etc. So that's an indication that the more somehow has a mashmos of a right. So the Gemara tells us that there is an Isser Eishes Ish for Dinei Noach. If there's an Isser Eishes Ish for Dinei Noach, there has to presumably be a mechanism in which a person could become an Eishes Ish. So what is that mechanism for Ishus to be accomplished when it comes to Bnei Noach? So we're all familiar with the Rambam, the beginning of Joseph Ishus, Aleph Aleph. Kodem Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pagei Isha Lashok. So before Matan Torah, if a person bumped into a woman in the marketplace, and Ratsa Huvihi Lisa Asas, they wanted to get married, Nachnisa Lashok Teisa Obola, Bein Lo Bein Asmo, Zitiel Alisha. So the way of doing that is they go home, go to his house, idea, and that creates Isha. Kemishan in the Torah, in the Sabi Yisrael, Shem Yirfa Isha, 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 Yifna Fatkilus, Ne Edem, Akhagati Elal Isha, Shinamar, Kikati Isha, Uva Ela. So, before Matan Torah, for all of humanity, the system in which Isha is affected is you meet someone on the street, and you live together, and that affects Isha in Hilchos Bnei Noach. Take a look at the Nagi Mishnah here. That Pashad Mavur Baharbi Makamos, Dela Akkad the Yichud the Alma Havi Ishto, all you need is Yichud to affect Ishus. The Kame Shabbat, Lelashem Ishus, Havi Leishatish, Shechibur Akkam, Shechaveru Akkam Chayavala. So once you have that Yichud and Dia among two Bnei Noach, then that woman becomes an Ishatish, and if someone else is Bala, then he's liable for a violation of Arayas, a violation of Ishus Ish. Ramosha, it has the following note: Igros Moshe Chelak Tes Evan Ezer. Sorry, Chelak David Evan Ezer Simen Tes. Chelak David Simen Tes. So he asks the question that many ask, many before him ask: that is it the case that the other kept Kol Torah Kula Kamin Shenitna? So how is it that Yaakov is able to not reach his sisters? So Moshe suggests: Aval V'niyah Saiti Lo Kasher Klum. That issur of marrying the two sisters is only where the relationship is affected by the kedushin. There's no notion of tisas kedushin in that formal sense before Matan Torah. The issur eishes ish b'nei noach eidu b'din tisas kedushin the kinyan ba'isha d'loshay kinyan tzela b'nei noach elohu yichud ba'alma b'loshim kinyan. So the whole model of Isha for Bnei Noach is very different than Isha for yourself. Isha for Bnei Noach is simply a function of Yichud, but there's no formal Kiddushin. So that's why there's no formal Gerushin process, as we'll talk about in a few moments. So the Isser of Krovos Ishto are only where that relationship is affected by the Kiddushin. So even post Matan Torah, if you were to enter into such a relationship of Yichud without Kedushin, there'd be no Isser of Akos Ishto. And that, in fact, is the Ragachover's Shita. We've spoken in the past about the status of civil marriage in Halacha. So most post are of the opinion that, push up the shove, civil marriage does not come to the Halacha's marriage. But the Ragachover has a position that even among Chai Yisrael, civil marriage can affect de facto halakhically recognized ishus because the original pre-Matan Torah model of Pagi Ishta Vashuk was never totally eliminated. So even for Klai Yisrael that has some effect, it's not exactly what Moshe is saying, because Moshe is saying that fundamentally there's a big difference between that Pagi Ishta Vashuk model, which doesn't have formal Kiddushin ramifications, and regular Kedushin. The Moshe says that the Isser, Krovas, Ishto are only derived, are only applicable where you have a formal Kedushin, and that's why there was no Isser, even though Yaakov Avinu was Matayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but there was no effective Kedushin. You do not need an Isser of regular Kedushin. You may need Eidus. I'm sorry? Maybe he didn't have Aiden. Okay. Good. Now, what are the parameters of the yichud / bir that are necessary to create ishus for Bnei Noach? Is there kavana l'shem ishus that's necessary? What if two Bnei Noach get together and they have no kavana l'shem ishus whatsoever? So there's the Yishalmi in the beginning of Kedushin. You don't have that here. This is the Yishalmi a few lines before where I started exercising it. But the Yishalmi has a line, "Ala bu'ulav heim chayavim, ve'enam chayavim ala rusa." When it comes to Bnei Noach, they're chayiv for the ishus ish for bu'ulos, but not for arusa. That sounds like there's no notion of erusin. There's only a notion of nesuin, which is ayidei dia. And then the Yishalmi is the focus of the Eliezer and Shmuel. Do you require kavana for that kinyan of ishus? The Blazer says yes, you need kavana. And Shmuel says, no, the Gemara, the Yishami, they relate to Yonah B'Shem Shmuel, that let's say you have a Zona, who's out there, and there are two people who are going to Zona. So the first one, no problem, no Isserachus Ish. The second one, there's an Isserachus Ish. Because even though the first Maisus Nus wasn't with Kavanah Ishus, you don't need Kavanah Ishus to create the factor Ishus among the Neinah. So if you have a relationship with the Zona, the first person is de facto already the Baal, and then if someone else is designed with the Zona, then that's an Isser Asia Fish. That's what the Yishalmi quotes, Rav Yonah, the shame Shmuel. That's fascinating, that you could have Isha for Bnei Noach even without Kavana at all. But the Achronim point out that the Rambam does not seem to take this approach. Take a look at the Rambam towards the end of the packet. Hilchos Melachim Perikhet Halacha Vav. The Noach Chayiv Al Mefutas Aviv V'Anusas Aviv Harehi Imo Mikol Makom. So when it comes to Ben Noach, if the Ben Noach is Boel Mefutas Aviv Anusas Aviv, then that's considered Eishes Aviv. Fine. Mishnah LeMelech here notes, take a look at what he writes, the Haggadah Mishnah LeMelech in the Sun, he says, take a look at what the Mishnah LeMelech writes in the Parashas Rachah. Mishnah LeMelech has a fascinating Sefer Drush called the Parashas Rachah. In the first Siman, he discusses Barichas, past the first Siman, but the first Rasha focuses Barichas on whether Bnei Noah, whether the Avos, where Yosef Mechlal Bnei Noach only L'chumra, or even L'kulei. He sets that up as a Machlokes Yosef and his brothers, but Abraham and Achai, for a different time. So the Mishnah Melech there notes, the Rabbi here only says that a Ben Noach who's Baal Mefutas Aviv is Chayiv Mishum Eishes Aviv. But he doesn't say Chayiv Mishum Eishes Ish. He's Chayiv Mishum Eishes Ish as well. Hello, what? You see that if the initial relationship in the Mefutas Aviv, that's always Nus, there's no Kavanah L'shem Isha, so apparently that does not create Ishus for Bnei Noach, and then the only thing to be concerned about is Mefutas Aviv and Nusas Aviv, and not Ishus Aviv as well. Then the Mishnah Melech notes that even though the Yerushalmi quotes this as a Machlokas of Lazar and Shmuel, if you look at the Bereishis Rabbah, let's be said again, Simon Yosef, okay. There, the gracious rabbi quotes what Yishami presents a small position without a cholek. That's the only position there, but Yoni Kavana. But he says, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nunchas, and the Sugya of Anuskas, others, so there, you get the impression, more like the Rambam, that you don't need Kavana Isha. So then the Mishnah Melech, fine, that's the Mishnah Melech. In the Sefer Toldos Noach, which I think we've quoted here in the past, a relatively new Sefer, Toshin Ayin Beis, Toldos B'nei Noach, Rabbi Eliyahu Beracha from Yerushalayim, he points out that the Rambam in Ishus also sounds like this, not like that day in the Yishami of Shemuel. Look back to Aleph Aleph, go to the Rambam and say, Toldos Matin Torah, Haya Adam Pogeya Isha Bashuk, Imrata Hu Vihi, Lisa Osa. So it sounds like you need his kavanah, her kavanah. They have to have kavanah l'shem ishus. Sam knows nus, that kavanah l'shem ishus doesn't create ishus even for b'nei Noah. Then he quotes from the Chemda and the Chemda Yisrael, who suggests that no, maybe even Shmuel only means the chiddush that the husband doesn't have to have kavanah l'shem ishus, that at least the wife does have to have kavanah l'shem ishus, and maybe that's together. That's a charis machna, which he points out is difficult. But be that as it may, the bottom line, the Rambam is pretty clear in a couple places that we know it is, and it doesn't sound like you need kavanah l'shem ishus, in fact, ishus for b'nei Noach. Okay, what about gerushin for b'nei Noach? Right. Okay. So take a look at the Rambam Melachim and Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Actually, just the Halacha Tes. Ne'emas Aitapser Lehetera. Sorry, Ne'emas Aitia Eshet Tavero Tigusha Shalana. So the Rambam beforehand just established how Kedusha works for a Ben Noach, for a Shifcha. Then the Rambam right at the end of Halacha Ches, when the Emesai Tia Eshet Chaveiro Kigrusha Shalanu, so when it comes to Hilchos B'nei Noach, when is a married woman considered the equivalent of our Grusha? Misha Yotzi Eno Mibeso Yishal Chenel Asma. So what is necessary to sever that Ishos among B'nei Noach? So he has to send her out of his house onto her own. Oh, or if she just leaves on her own. There's no need for a formal get. So if he decides he wants her out, if she decides she wants out, that's de facto a severance of the ishus. It's not like in our religion where you require the das aval. Even if he's not interested in divorcing her, she has the right to leave unilaterally. Kozman she yirsa who? Oh, he lifrosh zemizeh portion. So either one of them wants divorce, no fault divorce, they can leave, and that's the end of the relationship. Says the Radvaz here on the side that since there's no formal kibushin when it comes to b'nei Noach, so by extension there's no formal gerushin as well. Easy come, easy go. Right. So that could be. Right. Well, anyway, the Rambam doesn't sound like that position to begin with. But that was. Right. If you take that approach, you may. Well, we'll see if there's a possibility of a more formal gerushin process for b'nei Noach. Probably not. Nesha Chokhmah has a comment, Parshas Vayera, the Ata Hashem Eshe Se'ish. Kina Bihu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Abimelech, let Sarah go. What does that mean? Atah Hashem Eshet Se'ish Kina Bihu. That when it comes to B'nai Noach, there's no need for gerushin, there's no need for an actual guest. You justify that you had enough. So just give her back, and once you give her back, that's going to sever any relationship of concern, because Abimelech took Sarah under the impression that she wasn't married. So if in fact it turns out that she was married, he never had an interest in having her under those circumstances, and then that's de facto gerushin. You don't need anything more formal than that. So you're saying there's no Right. There's no piece of Isha Noach at all, but there could be no Isha for an Isha fish. Okay, it's all right. No. The Mishnah Chazal doesn't make that comment, so that's where you're going. That's the Rambam here, that there is a Gerushin, a notion of Gerushin, but it's less formal than the Gerushin that we would require for Klaifa. The Chidushi Aran, Sanhedrin and Chesam Beis, you don't have this one, it's only half a line. In the paragraph beginning, the Zakar Beis, he quotes, he doesn't accept it, but he quotes the position of Reb David, the famous David Bonsir. We actually have recently printed, a generation or two ago, Machon Harry Fischel put out Chidushi Ben David and Sanhedrin, but they didn't put out this parak. I guess we don't have this stuff yet. So the only source that I'm aware of that quotes this from Ben David is the Chidushi Aran. Chidushi Aran quotes from Ben David, Karufu Shenomar, Shebnei Noach, Ein Lo Heter Laolam Begerishim. The Noah can't get divorced, like the church. So the church got it right. That's what they ended up. Well, where does that come from? So this is the Yerushalmi you do have. Yerushalmi, the beginning of Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in, I think this is the Zilna printing, and that's Zilna. Is it called Vilna? Yeah, I think it's called Vilna. So in and Days of an Aleph, Yerushalmi has three lines from the bottom, or four lines from the bottom, or five lines from the bottom. Harei lamanu goyim eilehen kedushin. So there's no, we said that there's isha through diyar yichud, but there's no kedushin when it comes to benino. Maho sheyehelem gerushin. What about gerushin for benino? Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, Reb Chanin, the Shem of Kuna, Ruva, the Kippurin, O Sheim Lehem Gerishin. One possibility, they don't have Gerishin. O Sheshneim Begarshin Zezep. Or that either one can affect Gerishin. So if you look at the Farshim on the side of Yerushalmi, in the Moshe of the Korban Eza, they argue here, what's that first possibility? Ein Lehem Gerishin. So either Ein Lehem Gerishin means there's no need for a formal get, or it means Elam Gerishim, there's no possibility of Gerishim. That's the Rebbeinu David. That's, you can't get divorced even if you wanted to. Then he quote a pasuk in Malachi, which is a reference to Gerishim. And he says, turning the page, Yisrael Nafati Gerishim, Lo Nafati Gerishim Bubos Olam. So the institution of Gerishim, either the institution or the formal process, is only for Yisrael and not for Umos Ha'olam. Okay, so this seems to be, there is a machlokas in the Shami, the question is, what's a machlokas? So if you were to entertain such a possibility that there's no hechatims of gerushin for B'nai Noach, that would seem to be based on this first Avni Shami, to read it as Elam gerushin, that even if they want to get divorced, there's no mechanism for doing so. Klechemda has the following suggestion. Klechemda Parshas Va'era Oseis. He writes that before Matan Torah, if a Ben Noach was married, then there was no way out. That was a unbreakable bond. That's a Devak Nishto, which the Shami quotes here as well. That there's that relationship, and that relationship can't be severed. Gerishin won't work. Which is Ke'ein, Shita the Pnei Yeshua, which everyone has a lot of difficulty with. Pnei Yeshua Kiddushi New Gimel Amidays suggests that Misa Sabal isn't master in Eishetis when it comes to B'nai Noach. Isha Nifnei Pesach Yedrachim Konat and Seidrachim Misa Sabal. If husband dies, the woman's allowed to remarry. We discussed parts of Sinsa this year, Eishet Eliyahu below Eishet Malach. Fine. But says the Pnei Yeshua, that's unique to Klal Yisrael. When it comes to B'nai Noach, when it comes to Umos Ha'olam, there's no Heter Eishes Ish, even Achar Misa Sabal. Because the Gemara, in Kedushin Der Yud Gimel, has to find a drasha to learn out the source for Misa Sabal being out there, Hekesh of Misa Tegerishin by the people who are close to Merachai Amalchama. For that, why do you need a Pasuk? So, Eilechamel Kedusha, that's only for Klai Yisrael. But Mecha Tesi, that the Misa Sabal is going to be Matur and Eishes Ish for B'nai Noach. As Bnei Yeshua says, then you understand why Yehuda wanted to kill Tamar. What's the problem? Tamar was single. In his mind, she was a Kadesha. Why is she Chayim Nisa? So the classic Mepharshim say, Shemeret Yavam, Bnei Noach. Bnei Yeshua says, no, she was still an Eishes Ish. Because when it comes to Bnei Noach, once an Eishes Ish, always an Eishes Ish. Nisa Sabal doesn't help. So that's why she was, that's why Yeshua said, that's why Yehuda said, Hosea of the Sea Sarek. We'll come back to Bnei Yeshua in a moment. But like Chanda says, that was all called the Matan Torah. Just like the Bnei Yeshua, that there's no Heter Nisa Sabal, there's also no Heter Gerishim called the Matan Torah. Because called the Matan Torah, Bnei Noach were charged, humanity was charged with Kuruvu. So that was the defining mission of mankind, the debakri show. So you can't do anything to abrogate your Puruvu responsibilities, even if you're ready to sign Puruvu, but look. So that, the debakri show, is a unbreakable bond. The Kod of Matan Torah, there's no possibility of gerishin. After Matan Torah, so then even for Bnei Noah, their Puruvu imperative gets somewhat diluted. Then Puruvu is transferred to Klai Yisrael, as we discussed last week, and there's a diminished Puruvu obligation for Umat Olam, maybe only Shabbos. So then, if the Devakri Yisrael loses its strength, and the Ben Noach has the ability to affect Gerishim. That's what the Klai Tamba suggests. So as far as that, Pnei Yeshua, says that even after Matan Torah, that there's no heter of Nisa Sabal when it comes to Bnei Noach to be Matan Eishes Ish. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes this in Mitzvah Lamed Hei Of Kaf, and Minchas Chinuch finds that very difficult to believe. How could that be, that there's no heter Nisa Sabal for an Eishes Ish among Bnei Noach? You're definitely within the Rambam. The Rambam is clear that the woman has the right to leave without a guest and say, I had enough. So why should this be any worse? The husband's alive, she can say, I want to have a leave. And the husband's dead, she doesn't have an option anymore? Minchas Chinuch finds that very, very difficult to believe. In the footnote of Minchas Chinuch, they quote, that the Perish HaRash, Ala Torah, it sounds like the Pnei Yeshua. What's the Perish HaRash, Ala Torah? The next we said, the Lech Lecha, Avram Vina says, that the Egyptians are going to kill me and they're going to keep you alive, says the Perish HaRash. Kolomar, v'hargu osi, l'vilti yikashlu ba'avan eshetish. So the Mitzvah are going to kill me to avoid violating eshetish. The Tisha who's ruled by Bnei Noach, because Bnei Noach are prescribed from violating the three eshetish. I, the eshet Samoa, they also can kill. The Kamokain Husru Ashikos Damim, Shinamra Shafet Dama Damba Damdam Shafet, this etc. We finally have a Pasuk Rashis Mawach. Yeshlomar Af Alpi Kain Hayalahem Lassos Oso Avon Lar of the Pan Echad Milavo Allah Yuchayavim Kulam Kama Pa'amim. That was a Cheshvin. If they would have killed her, so then they do one shot of Vera, but then there's no repeated violation of Eishes Ish. But if they leave her alive, if they leave him alive, so then they violate Eishes Ish time after time. So better to be denied the Isurim, better to kill Avram Avinu than to violate Eishes Ish time after time. So what you see from that husband is that clearly they were assuming, the Mitzvah at least, that the Isur Eishes Ish would be abrogated by Nisa Sabah. So you see, not like the Pnei Yeshua from the Perish HaRash. Okay. Take a look back at the first page. Tosvos and Nivav HaMedeis Lemor Hei Nishalach. So that's the part that you can hear me of. Alpha gav the high crab of Master Grushasok Siv who Bnei Noach Lehuzer. But so the context of that pasuk is about Master Grushasok. And Tosfos assumes this is ever Pashut. There's no Isser Master Grushasok by Bnei Noach. Okay. So the local context isn't so critical. It doesn't assume, and it doesn't deny this assumption, doesn't contest the assumption, that there's no Isser Matzah Gerushasa for Bnei Noach, whatever the process of Gerushin is, so they can get divorced, or she can walk out, he can walk out, and then he can marry someone else, and then come back and marry her. There's no Isser Matzah Gerushasa when it comes to Bnei Noach. Tosa Rush, the parallel Tosa here, Sanhedrin and Vav and the Vav, says, Alpha gav the high crab and master Gishasuk is Ubine Noah Lo Huzuru Al Kah Delo Shayach Behu Gerishin. There's no master Gishasuk because there's no Gerishin for Bnei Noah. So what does that mean? Does that mean there's no Gerishin for Bnei Noah like that Rabbeinu David? That it's not Shayach to get divorced? So if you can't get divorced, then there's no master Gishasuk? Or does it mean that there's no formal get process, and therefore Matzah Gerushaso is less significant, or because you don't have the rigid get process, so that's why Matzah Gerushaso isn't of relevance to the Neinah. So that could go presumably either way. But there is a comment of the Chidushei Aran here, which I think by mistake you have the same page twice instead of the continuation of the Kiddush Iran. You don't have the line of relevance. The Kiddush Iran here on Nevav and Nevez lay more to Gili Arayis and Toma. Salamali Haikra Da Arayis Behedya Dershina Lula Kaman Mikra Da Kenya Tavishi. So why do you learn out Arayis from a different pasuk, from the pasuk in Bereishis, Yishlamar? That was the conversation that was what other Rishon said. That's not a din. And then he says, in Tomar, you don't have this. So high kra de lay more gabi mafti gushasahu. Just did shibne noach when the sabu el arayus. So krisus and isus bezdin. Yish lomar. Dimikamakam halishna itmar al isar arayus yisrael. The hainu mafti gushaso. The Imkain Roy Lasa Fimena Ramas Larayas Asuas Bnei Noach. No, I haven't got the line either. So in the Hemshech, the Ram is a line which sounds like the Isser Matzah Gerushaso applies even if your Matzah Gerushaso comes new. So that's not what you come to Halacha. That's it's questionable where that comes from. In the Funa they say Rishpadigon sounds like that also. So that's a big again, not Halacha, but that's a big chiddush to have such a line in the Rishon suggesting that there is an Isser Matzah Gerushaso even in his nus. We assume Matzah Gerushaso is only min ha nusulim. Okay, we're out of time. Those are some of the highlights of Isser and Gerushin for the next.